Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna.
Finding Refuge in Friendship. Here with Julie and Iman and Manahil and some of the other Syrian ladies, and we are having a pool party. Julie, I know we've known each other maybe, what, like 9 months?
Yeah.
Tell me, what kinds of things are you doing with the refugee community here in Tucson?
So I'm volunteering, helping deliver English supplies to different tutors. Also, I'm helping deliver computers for PCs of refugees and helping girls sign up for computers for PCs for refugees.
Hosting pool parties.
Hosting pool parties, going to birthday parties, learning some Arabic from my friends. And
awesome. And how did you get started?
I got started at a Syrian sweet sale. I have been following the ongoing war for years and felt like there was nothing I could really do to help. I can't really donate money. I don't have a lot of money. But then I saw a Syrian sweet sale, and my niece was having a performance that night. So I thought instead of flowers, I would bring her cookies and let her choose which cookies she wanted from, like, a bunch of them. I did that, and I met you, and I met Jody, and I didn't know anyone yet. And I heard from both of you sign on with Arizona Welcomes Refugees and get involved that way. So that's what I did. And then I messaged you from my computer saying, I'm the one who met you earlier today, just so you know who I am.
Yeah. And one of the things with the Arizona Welcomes Refugees is it's very much figure out what needs doing and do it. But you talked a lot about the kinds of things you're, like, officially doing. You're officially delivering computers, and you're officially helping with English. But how has your life changed since you started?
I've learned how to make some Syrian recipes.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite?
The rice. There's a rice from Hama my friend makes, and it's got, like, all of the spices in it, basically everything except for cumin, and then oil, zaytun, and some salt, and that's my favorite.
And you actually, is this the friend that has baked for Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, that's something else we did. This family that I'm very close with, we both love giving back to the community and finding different ways we can do that. So the mom loves to bake. It's like her favorite thing is cooking and baking and sewing. And so she's gotten involved also doing sewing with other refugees, teaching them sewing. And so we decided we would go to Ronald McDonald House and cook for the patients there and the families there. And so we did it one time. The first time we did it, Safa, who's also the translator, she came, and I had gotten a call from another family I'm close with that one of their daughters was in the hospital. And if they needed anything, to call me, because I live really close to that hospital and they live far on the other side of town. So they called me, and I was at the Ronald McDonald House. So I was like, you guys got this. I have to go because they all want to go visit their sister. So then I left, picked up that family, and took them over to see their sister. And so we decided to do it again so that it was just the mom and myself and then her youngest daughter and her middle daughter, who only wanted to take pictures. She doesn't like any pictures of herself. She's the camera person. And then my mom came also, which was really special. And we made it a family, like, mother's daughter's cooking event, and cooked and watched the families come in to get their food. And then the volunteers there sort of covered everything up at the end. Like, thank you, we'll make sure the other families get what they want. So we met one family from Mexico who had a daughter who was staying at Ronald McDonald House, and we got to eat with the dad, and that was nice.
So Syrian, Mexican, American.
Yeah, just connecting everyone.
Anything else you want to share with people about this experience? Or
don't be afraid of someone who's different than you is really important, I think, for anyone getting involved with anything. Don't be afraid of anyone who's different than you, whether they look different or they speak differently. We're all the same. That's something that I've really noticed through all this. Like, issues that some of my Syrian friends have had in Tucson are some of the same issues that I've had with other American friends or Hispanic friends or anyone. So we're all connected in that way.